Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you're joining us on this Tuesday and hope you're having a great day. If you're not having a great day, I got to tell you, the promises of God can change it. And that's what Derek has been teaching us about. Derek Prince has been teaching us all last week and also yesterday on Monday about the promises of God. But it hasn't just been an abstract sort of theological thing. It's been very practical. Yesterday, he talked to us about the promises of God related to finding a spouse and having favor and grace in the workplace. And today, he's going to talk about something that I am an expert on because it's how to deal with a problem child. I don't have problem children. I was a problem child. And so I know that a problem child can really create havoc in the home. But the promises of God apply to something even that practical and that difficult. So find something to take notes with. Get your Bible. Call your friends. And let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on walking through the land of God's promises, but in the specific area of how to deal with a problem child.
In my talk yesterday, I dealt with one of the most important choices that face us in life, the choice of a mate, a wife or a husband. Today, I'm going to deal with a difficulty that can arise within the close relationships of a family. Unfortunately, it is one that arises very often today, problem children. Does the Word of God offer us direction and encouragement in such a situation? I believe that it does. For our first scripture, we're going to turn to the last prophet of the Old Testament, the prophet Malachi, chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. This is a scene that will be fulfilled at the close of this age. It applies particularly to the time of the end, the time in which I believe we are living today. The Lord says, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, sometime before the tremendous climax of this present age. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse." So accurately does the Word of God, with its prophetic insight, pinpoint the greatest single social problem of our age, the problem of disrupted families, disharmony between parents and children. This is the thing on which this prophecy focuses, the wrong relations within the family between the fathers and the children. And the indication is that if these relationships are not adjusted and the situation is not changed, the result will be that the whole land will suffer a curse. I am firmly convinced that this describes the situation in America today. This is our greatest single problem, greater than other problems, military problems, political problems, economic problems. The greatest is the social and the family problem, the disrupted homes, the fathers and children out of right relationship with one another. And unless we accept God's solution and turn back to God and meet His conditions, the result will be that a curse will settle upon this beautiful land of the United States. In this scripture that I've quoted, God places the primary responsibility for healing the situation upon the fathers. He says that He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, the hearts of the children to their fathers. The hearts of the fathers have to turn first, then God says the children will turn back to their fathers. So the primary responsibility is with the fathers. This is logical and in accordance with the principles of God's Word, because the primary responsibility for the right order in the home is placed by the Word of God very clearly upon the fathers. That does not mean that mothers have no responsibility. Indeed, they have a great responsibility to stand with their husbands and to be the kind of wives and mothers that the family needs. But the initial and primary responsibility for the order of the home and the family is placed by God upon the fathers. This is clearly stated in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. "And fathers, Do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Those are the two primary responsibilities of a father: discipline and instruction. He has to maintain order in the home through discipline, through proper discipline, and at the same time, it's his responsibility to give his children instruction in the ways of the Lord, instruction in the principles of Scripture and right living and the Christian faith. Now, I would have to say, on the basis of my observation, that most American fathers today have failed to do this. They have not given the discipline and instruction that their families needed. I deal with uncountable numbers of cases where the root problem in the life of the person I'm dealing with is the failure of the parents in the home. I would say the reason why most American fathers have failed and are failing today is through failure to establish right priorities. They don't value their homes and their children as highly as they should. They put other things first: success in business, pleasure, entertainment, making money, keeping up with the Joneses. Many other things take priority over that most valuable and wonderful possession which God has given their children. And consequently, they do not fulfill their duties and responsibilities toward their children. That's the primary cause. Another major factor in this problem is disharmony between the parents, between husband and wife. James chapter 3 and verse 16 tells us this: "For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice." So where there's envy or competitiveness between husband and wife, and where each is guilty of selfish ambition, there will be disorder and every evil practice. And my observation convinces me that children that grow up in that atmosphere are bound to have serious problems, emotional and personal problems. Most cases, such problems go back to childhood and to the home.
You know, I want you to hang on to a promise from God's Word, particularly if you have a problem child in your home. It's the promise that Jesus came to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. This is true no matter what's going on in your home, and may the Lord fulfill it in our midst. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Why, out of an endless number of possible souls, were you born into this earth? What is your destiny? Where can you discover what God has planned for you? In a powerful audio CD by Derek Prince, you can find the answer to these most fundamental questions. It's called God Wrote Your Scenario, and with it, you'll find the key that unlocks the mystery of God's wonderful plans for you. It is mystery that holds not just knowledge that God Himself wrote out the scenario for your life even before you were born, but the ability to discover it and live it out to the fullest. Derek Prince, a man who walked in the fullness of God's plan for his life, will help you discover the plans God has for you and how your life can be filled with meaning and purpose. As our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you your copy of God Wrote Your Scenario, postage paid. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Call now with your gift of any amount and ask for your copy of Derek's powerful CD, God Wrote Your Scenario. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I sure hope you're with us not only for the first portion of our show today, but also for yesterday. Derek Prince has been continuing a series that actually began last week on walking through the land of God's promises, and we're being incredibly practical. Today we're talking about how to deal with problem children, and in the portion coming up, Derek is going to be talking about how the prayer relationship between a husband and wife is critical to the health in the home, and he's also going to be talking about some biblical biblical promises that you need to take hold of if you have a problem child. And believe me, I was one, so I know there's some power from God that we need in that circumstance. Let's listen now as Derek Prince talks to us about how to deal with a problem child.
Another factor in this is that wrong relationship between husband and wife hinders their prayers. In 1 Peter 3:7, Peter says, "Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers." The implication is that wrong relationship between husband and wife hinders their prayers on behalf of their children and in all areas. On the other hand, Jesus told us that if two people could agree, could harmonize together, anything they prayed for would be granted them. What two people should be better able to agree and to harmonize together than husband and wife? And when they do that, that atmosphere of harmony will permeate their homes and their prayers will be answered by God on behalf of their children. Well, we've painted in the background and we've seen some of the main factors in breakdown of family relationships, in disharmony, in lack of discipline, and all the evils that come from that. What are the remedies? I want to suggest to you three steps that parents need to take. First of all, each parent should repent before God of his or her failure in any respect in relationship with the other partner and with the children. Repentance opens the way for the restoration of God's blessings. Secondly, if there is disharmony between parents, they need to be reconciled with each other. As I've already said, that will open the way for their prayers to be answered. But while there's a wrong relationship, that hinders their prayers. And thirdly, if parents have seriously failed their children in their duties as parents, another thing they need to do is humble themselves and go to their children, acknowledge their failure, and ask forgiveness. And let me say that this is a thing that I, as a parent, have had to do in the past, in my life. I've had more than once to go to one of my children and say, "I'm sorry, I did wrong. Please forgive me." And always that has opened up the way for the restoration of a good relationship and of God's blessing. Once we've taken these steps as parents, then we qualify for the blessings of God's salvation. And these blessings include our children. There are many scriptures to this effect. I'll just quote two passages from the book of Psalms. First of all, Psalm 103, verses 17 and 18. "But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts." You see, there's a promise to those who keep God's covenant and remember to obey his precepts. One part of the promise is that God's righteousness is with their children's children. Not merely the next generation, but the following generation also will be included in the blessings of God's righteousness. So once we are keeping God's covenant and obeying his precepts, we have the right to expect that God will work this out, that his righteousness will descend to our children and our children's children. And then again in Psalm 112, verses 1 and 2, "Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. His children will be mighty in the land. Each generation of the upright will be blessed." There is another clear promise that if we are pleasing God in our ways, then our descendants will be blessed. Then there are promises of the restoration of our children. Isaiah 49, 24 and 25 says this, "Can plunder be taken from warriors or captives rescued from the fierce? But this is what the Lord says, yes, captives will be taken from warriors and plunder retrieved from the fierce. I will contend with those who contend with you and your children I will save." So the forces of evil, Satan and all his invading armies, have moved into our homes and captured our children and taken them from us, maybe with drugs or illicit sex or the occult or whatever form of evil or deception. It's like we've been invaded by an evil army. But God's promise is, "I will contend with those who contend with you, and I will save your children. They'll be delivered from their fierce captors." And then closing, Jeremiah 31, 15 through 17, a beautiful promise for mothers. "Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. Thus says the Lord, restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord, and they, that's your children, shall return from the land of the enemy. And there is hope for your future, declares the Lord. Your children shall return to their own territory. That's a promise for believing mothers. If you will hold on to that, God will answer it. I've seen it many times.
You know, Derek has just mentioned a scripture that a number of you listening need to hold on to and really claim as your own. It simply says, and they, that is your children, shall return from the land of the enemy. And there is hope for your future, and your children shall return to their own territory. May this be fulfilled in the life of your children. In a few moments, a special friend will be joining us here in the studio as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
When you need assurance, or when fear grips your mind and heart, there is one book of the Bible that speaks most clearly to the needs of the soul. The Psalms. Now, Derek Prince escorts you through these wonderful words of comfort in his classic book, Through the Psalms with Derek Prince. In it, Derek offers his unique personal insights into all the Psalms and provides a helpful index to the scriptures that speak to your specific needs. In writing this book, Derek prayed that the personal meditations he included would stimulate the reader to go far beyond anything that he was able to put into writing. Normally $14.95, listeners of Derek Prince Legacy Radio can order Through the Psalms with Derek Prince for only $9.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Going Through the Psalms with Derek Prince will set you on a course of refreshing discovery. Call 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great having you with us today. In the studio with me today is David Holland, one of the producers of the show, a pastor, a minister of God's Word, and I'm thrilled that he's here so we can really digest what Derek has been teaching us. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
You know, I joked earlier that I know a little bit about problem children, not because I have any, but because I was one, a professional problem child. Your daughters are all angels. My kids are great. So we really can't speak to the frustration that some parents are feeling from our personal experience, but we've both been pastors and we've both worked with people who have had really heart-wrenching situations in their homes.
That's absolutely right. My bride and I, we are involved in a very large and dynamic church, and we know great couples who love God, who are great people, who feel like failures right now, as parents are concerned, because they've got a child or children who just don't seem to be going the right direction, and they don't know how to handle or seem to know how to make it right.
Well, you know, I've had parents look at me with tears in their eyes and say, look, my other children came out of the womb almost well-behaved, pleasant kids to be around, and this other one, almost from day one, was just a terror. Now, how do you frame that biblically for a family in a pastoral situation?
Well, you know, and it is exactly the case that some children seem to come forth from the womb with a bent. And some of that bent is to be compliant, and others it's to seem to just test authority and rebel at every turn. I think, you know, a lot of the teaching that Derek has brought forward about knowing how to break generational curses, there's an important key there, but also just understanding that children do come forth with a bent. And God wants to channel what could be perceived as a negative tendency or a negative bent. He wants to channel that and harness it. For example, a strong will can be a strong will channeled toward the kingdom and purposes of God is a mighty thing. But it can certainly sorely test a parent.
Well, and there's a sense in which we almost want to say to parents of quote-unquote problem children that they've been given a very special gift. As I look at problem children historically, I mean, if you've got a problem child, a child of strong will, strong personality, the likelihood is that you've been entrusted with a leader, with someone God has uniquely created to be a bold and strong leader, and yet perhaps there are some perversions in that gifting in the soul, perhaps the enemy economy is reaching for some things. I mean, I could just go through a list. Most of the great leaders of history were just terrible children to be around. Winston Churchill was horrible as a child in school, drove people crazy, even helped to inspire his own father to hate him. Thomas Edison almost burned his house down. I mean, I could go on and on and on with the quote-unquote problem children who ended up shaping our world. So one of the things parents need to hear is that you've been entrusted with this great opportunity to shape someone who might very well be of massive impact in our world.
Well, you make an important point, because God has a specific plan for every individual. And I mention this now because for those who can share a gift of any amount, Stephen, we want to give them, as our way of saying thank you, we have a resource. It's called God Wrote Your Scenario. It's an audio CD by Derek Prince that really puts into sharp focus the reality and the truth that God does have a very specific plan for every individual, including every individual child that a parent is trying to parent. And having that understanding is important for every individual, but it's doubly important for parents. We're making that available. It's our thank you gift to anyone who can share a gift of any amount at this time. All they have to do is ask for it. They can call us at 800-448-3261 and ask for it. That's 800-448-3261. Or they can jump online at derekprince.org and request that free resource. It's called God Wrote Your Scenario.
That's good stuff. You know, as we're talking about claiming God's promises, and specifically in the area of a problem child, you know, we need to take hold of some of these truths from the scriptures that really become sort of pillars for the parents of problem children. For example, every child is born with a destiny and a purpose in God. Every child. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before we were even conceived in the womb, God had set a purpose for our lives. And so as you're looking at that problem child, that the terrible two or whatever it is in your home, you've got to begin with the assumption that child was created by Jesus, for Jesus, for a purpose that Jesus has in the world. And that's comforting. That is that at least sets the battle in the right context.
That's exactly right. And then when you couple that understanding with the knowledge of how to break any generational curses that might be manifesting to create some of those problems, which, you know, there's no greater source for that type of insight than Derek Prince, you really are equipped with some tools that can help you solve those parenting challenges.
Well, and it also fuels the prayer life that is essential to taking hold of these promises and breaking the curses, like you say, but also taking hold of the other promises of God. I mean, I love the fact that Derek, in this recent teaching, has been saying that the prayer life between a husband and a wife really is key to what's going on in the home. And you can claim, for example, the promises that your teen, who might be errant and out in the world, is going to come back to their territory, as the Bible says, is going to come back home, so to speak. And by claiming those promises in the power of agreement, prayer agreement between a husband and a wife, we see God do mighty things. And you and I have both seen this pastorally for years.
Seen it pastorally. I've seen it in my own life as a parent. When we are seeing the enemy seemingly doing something in our home, the first thing we do is we check our relationship together. Is there any strife or division between my bride and I? And then we come together in the unity, and the unity and power of agreement and the authority that God has given us as the heads of that home. Really, we've seen remarkable things happen every single time.
Well, I really want to encourage those of you listening to not be discouraged. I mean, to be discouraged is to lose courage. And yet the promises of God give us courage that things can change. God would not have given us these promises if he didn't know in advance that things were going to go amok, things were going to go off kilter. And yet these promises are really prayer guides. They're things that we can hook onto in prayer to take hold of God's provision. David, it's just great having you with us today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Stephen.
Well, listen, if you've missed any of this teaching, or you just want to get it in your mind over it again, and remember, psychologists tell us that we need to listen to a one-hour teaching 7 times before we even hear every word. You can log on to derekprince.org. You'll not only hear this teaching, last week's beginning to this teaching, but also a lot of other wonderful material. Plus, you'll find out what's going on with Derek Prince Ministries. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's classic book, Through the Psalms, for the discounted price of only $9.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And for your gift of any amount, we'll send you Derek's special CD, God Wrote Your Scenario. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.